This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, August the 12th. Ken Kessler and I are here to go through the drumbeat of information. Often in this hour of the program, we get involved in things much more in depth than we would normally during the rest of the Good Day program, because there's time and commitment, and so whether we take on three or four different things during this hour is predicated oftentimes by your comments, which can come in any number of ways. 888-302-3684. If you have a really good comment, there is the phone. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, which certainly is full of the focus on Robin Williams, apparently committed suicide, 63 years of age, pronounced dead of asphyxia at his home yesterday. Here he is delivering the commencement speech from the 1996 movie Jack, where he played a boy who aged four times faster than normal.
You know, as we come to the end of this phase of our life, we find ourselves trying to remember the good times and trying to forget the bad times. And we find ourselves thinking about the future. We start to worry, thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be in 10 years? But I say to you, hey, look at me. Please, don't worry so much. Because in the end, none of us have very long on this earth. Life is fleeting. And if you're ever distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky. When the stars are strung across the velvety night, and when a shooting star streaks through the blackness, turning night into day, make a wish. Think of me. Make your life spectacular.
News media is loaded with the death, the information about his death, the life, focus, trouble, all that sort of thing. I think most people feel, however, that he had contributed a great deal, Kenny. And I guess I would be interested to get some of the input from people who are listeners of the program, who have written into Facebook or Twitter about Robin Williams' his passing. Most people considered him a staggering talent, a very big-hearted guy, but he was a lot like Jonathan Winters. It seemed, though, that he didn't have a very pleasant personal life.
Yeah, lots of comments on our Facebook page. I think most people are just really shocked.
Yeah.
Linda said, "For all the laughs he gave so many, now we have tears grieving his death. So rest in peace, Mr. Williams."
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how people come around to someone that we seem to think we know, but we don't really, when it comes to the passing? It just is really pretty. Maybe it's because we have that thing in common that they bring us, and that is that we feel like we know him for the roles that he played, but yet we didn't really know him because he played lots of different roles. So who's the real Robin Williams? Right?
Yeah. Good question.
All right, what else have we got?
Yvonne says, "Depression is a terrible and often misunderstood illness. Mm-hmm. We still know so little about the mind. It's tragic in many ways."
Yeah, it is. It's tragic. Anyway, we spent a lot of time on these things. Who else died yesterday that was someone who lived in the town where you live, someone that you care about? I have a story about a farmer that was a great friend of mine who passed away. Good guy and great farmer, good father. Not a lot of people will talk about him. He was well known and liked locally. Did he affect the world the way Robin Williams did? You could argue yes and maybe argue no. But he was an important face locally. Robin Williams, an important face nationally and internationally. What other comments have you got?
Janet says, how terribly sad that someone who brought so much laughter to so many people couldn't find laughter himself.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the way it is oftentimes. These people, their life is a question, and is that why they become actors? Is that something to contemplate? Do they become actors because they don't like the stage that they have set for them in their real lives? So let's play a different role, and maybe for a while we get out of it. Any others that you want us to hear?
Yeah, Joseph says, we start the week with optimization of a better week, and we get stopped like a bolt of lightning with sad news of an actor we thought would be part of our lives for a long time to come.
Yeah, we think, okay, here's the start of another week, another chance, new beginnings, new day, new week, new month, new year. So I'm sure we'll have plenty of things to think about when it comes to Robin Williams as we go through the day. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, a focus on the Ebola incident. World Health Organization says at least 1,013 deaths have been confirmed. 2,000 cases are being treated. It's an ugly reality. The Liberian government says it has arranged to get doses of that medicine, which has been also not really approved, but given to those two Americans and a Spaniard who were over there helping. So now they're going to get enough of it, hopefully, to give doses to help those who are not able to help themselves. This situation there is critical. So as a result of that, we'll spend the next few minutes here on the program focused on Ebola, perhaps some things you don't know about. Stand by for that here on the Doug Good Day program.
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today 866-456-7805 or just go to DougSteffen.com, click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319.
That's 800-525-8319.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of our regular medical experts. Dr. Jack is one of the NUCA board certified doctors, chiropractic, dealing with your neck, superb way to fix most of what ails you, believe it or not. Even though people, when they hear you say everything starts in the gut, how's our neck connected to our gut, Jack?
Well, there's the nerve connections from the bottom of the brain stem that goes, that has ascending, descending messages that goes through the vagus nerve that goes to the gut. Parts of the gut, part of the gut innervation from the nervous system comes out of the bottom of the spine. Most of it comes from the top, from the brainstem area. So there's a huge connection, a huge interplay of nerve fibers going up and going down the spine, going in the brain, coming out of the brain, that takes care of the entire body for that matter. And the gut is your closest association to the outside world other than your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brain's control of the gut is incredibly important. In fact, there was just some recent reports that came out that showed that some of the poisoning in the gut that is a result of our diets, result of environmental factors, has a direct result on the incidence of Parkinson's disease because of nerve pathways that exist between the gut and the brain.
All right,
poisoning of the gut will poison the brain.
Let's talk about Ebola and the immune system. There was a man suspected of having Ebola who died in a hospital in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Test results are negative for a 46-year-old woman in Columbus. And then the two that were taken to Emory University, the general hoopla around this. I mean, imagine the news media being so audacious as to have helicopters following this motorcade like it was the president or something. Good God. What's the matter with our values? At any rate, the impact of the strong immune system and things like Ebola, or more specifically Ebola, can you really avoid this? Even if you're in contact with the bodily fluids of the person who has Ebola, if you got a really strong gut and a strong immune system, can you avoid it?
Well, the 10% that survive in the backwoods of sub-Saharan Africa, there's something going on inside of them that 1 out of 10 is surviving this thing. Even in the worst of sterile conditions, or as far as medical procedures can take place. Yeah, you can, or you can greatly improve your chances just by a healthy immune system. 85-86% of your immune system is in the gut, again trying to protect you from the outside world. It's hard to imagine the gut being the outside world, but the gut is outside of the body, even though it spirals and twists all the way through the body.
65,000 miles of plumbing in our bodies between that and the things that bring the blood to circulation around. It's amazing what the body can do.
And we ignore this at our peril.
Yep.
We just ignore this at our peril. Hippocrates was right 2,500 years ago. All disease begins in the gut. Absolutely correct.
And there are a lot of attention being paid lately to alternative theories, higher intelligence, and what makes up our life, makes up our body. When you consider how many times your heart beats over your lifetime, the cells and how they change, and what we do to our body, we don't understand our body. We don't understand them.
Well, our immune system is incredibly complicated. They're finding out more and more things about this all the time.
Yeah.
But there are some basic ideas. And number one, you give the body what it needs to work.
Yep.
If you give the body what... I have a lot of free information about this at
ForbiddenDoctor.com. JackStockwell.com is his web address as well.
Flu, but there's
at
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
PlayStation and Xbox game Destiny. He has recorded a theme song, reportedly about hope for the game. There's not been any public comment from him. It's supposed to be released September 9th. First announced he was working on a project with the game studio in July of 2012, saying how happy he was to be writing music for the people who made Halo. Project had been in the works now, but this would be what, in 2000? This is three years? Collaborated with composer Marty O'Donnell and Mike Salvatore to put this together. I don't know what this game is all about. Is it a violent video game? Is that what the premise is?
I think that it might be.
That's a shooter game. Person shooter game.
Shooter game.
And this game is similar. They're shooting aliens that are attacking Earth.
Really? So this is a money play for him or something that he...
There's big money in this.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So will his fans be upset because this doesn't seem to be his image, does it? When you get right down
to his
McCartney.
Fans will run out and buy this game to get this one song.
They will. Is this going to be the only way they'll be able to get the song?
There's been no word of any other kind of release.
Really? Whew. Wow, this is...
By the way, Danny Lane was bass. Jimmy McCulloch was guitar on that song.
Really?
Who I'd never heard of, actually, other than Wings.
Well, Rich, you know what? You haven't heard of everything.
Apparently not.
There seem to be a few things in the world.
Every day it seems to prove itself.
All right, so does anybody know what the weather was like in Hawaii over the weekend? the storms didn't amount to what originally
was. I heard it was cold, actually. I heard it was like 60, I mean, not cold for most people, but cold for Hawaii, like 66 degrees.
75 and sunny
at
right now.
At least in Maui,
2
yeah.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Honolulu.
It's back to warm.
Sunny, not, yeah, it's no sun in Honolulu at the moment. But, yeah, back to normal. But the storms weren't.
Tourists return to Hawaii's beaches. Rural residents dig out.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of damage, but most people had enough time. They prepared.
Because 5-0 was on the case.
Yeah.
They were out there checking around. Dono.
That Alex Laughlin, he's a hottie.
Yeah. Mm. All right. A tornado on this date, 1999, touching down in Salt Lake City. Now, the people in Salt Lake City didn't yell and scream bloody murder, or didn't yell, global warming, global warming, global warming.
Because there were no sharks in that tornado.
Is that what it was? Yeah. There hasn't been a recorded death in Utah from a tornado other than the one that day ever. Salt Lake City and that's what makes it rare. It has nothing to do with global warming. That's where it is. It's in the mountains. Tornadoes don't do well in mountain ranges. Matter of fact, that's what made this a newsworthy event, because the tornado survived the mountains and amazed a lot of people, frankly. But if you think about it, tornadoes go across the flat of the Midland of the country. Not often do you see them any place, because in fact the mountains are barriers. A lot of times storms break up, a lot of different storms break up when they go over the mountains, because they act, as depending on how high they are, as a barrier to it. So if you live around a mountain range, probably have protected weather, and you should be thankful for that. 28 after the hour. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee, like BuzzBox Coffee, can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on that orange buzz box on the right-hand side of any page.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get here. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is in the news today. Let's see if we can cover a couple of thoughts from both those areas as the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues on. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, which was your favorite Robin Williams movie? A, good morning. I'll forgive the temptation. A, it was Good Morning Vietnam. B, Dead Poets Society. C, Hook. D, Mrs. Doubtfire. E, Good Will Hunting. E, Night of the Museum. G, Other. H, Too Hard to Pick One. I'd pick Good Will Hunting, frankly, were it to be me. What about you? Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour of looking at things in depth. What would you say?
It's hard to pick. I would go with either Good Will Hunting or Dead Poets Society.
Mm-hmm. In memory and tribute of Robin Williams, we posted the pilot episode of Mork and Mindy in its entirety. Since this is the way Robin was introduced to many people, there is audio, but I think watching a whole episode would be more productive, perhaps more fun for you. So we provided it there as a service. The first episode of Mork and Mindy is the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Here is Gary Marshall, who is the creator of Happy Days and Mork and Mindy, talking about discovering Robin Williams.
Well, first of all, I didn't know who the hell he was, but my sister found him for me. My sister Ronnie was my casting director. My sister Penny was in an acting class with Robin. And, you know, you got to be open. That's the other thing you learn in your archives, just the things. I said, get me Jonathan Winters, get me all these famous people. And they said, you got to see this guy, Robin Williams. I said, what has he done? And my sister Ronnie literally said, with her usual sarcasm she got from my mother, he's done nothing. He stands on a street corner, and he does mime, and he passes his hat around, and they give him coins. That's what he's done so far. And you have to see him. You have to stop your busy day and see him. And I did. And he did the whole audition standing on his head, and he was great.
the whole audition standing on his head. Well, there's a lot of certainly conversation, lots more Robin Williams tweets. I don't know if you want to dig around in a couple of those for us, Kenny. I actually need to move into a couple of other areas, but if you have something that's quick, happy to air it. There certainly is plenty. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. We're always awestruck by the presentation of someone like this who seems to have everything going for him or a lady for her, and then they take their lives like this. It wasn't long ago that Philip Seymour Hoffman did the same thing. It was earlier this year, right? Wasn't it in the spring or late winter when Hoffman died?
Yeah, I think it was.
Pretty much the same way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Not happy about their lives, acting and not being themselves because they can't deal with themselves. So, if you have a, do you have a couple of those you want to share, Kenny?
I've got a, let's see. Cheryl says, "What a loss. He battled for so long, his genius so closely intertwined with his illness."
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mental illness, tough thing. Most people don't understand it, and most of this country doesn't deal with it. This country is so far gone when it comes to understanding mental illness and dealing with it. It's for a progressive country, supposedly, we've got our heads stuck in the sand when it comes to mental illness, for sure. What else?
Just lots of rest in peace,
yeah,
and I can't
okay.
believe it kind of comments.
Yeah. All right, those are appropriate. 888-302-3684, bridging the gap now into something else that's on a lot of people's minds today. The continuing focus on the Ebola situation in West Africa. Death toll has passed 1,000. A hospital in Madrid didn't confirm that a dead priest there had been treated with that experimental ZMAP drug. Maybe it was too late. Sometimes that would be the case. A lot of people are going to be treated with it. They're going to send that over there and try and treat as many people as possible. The World Health Organization says that there were 1,848 suspected probable or confirmed cases of the disease. The symptoms are high fever, vomiting, bleeding, that sort of thing. Now, this thing has been misconstrued, misunderstood, misrepresented by the news media. So here is our contributor, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, talking in depth and detail about what really this is all about.
Listen. I think the worst part about Ebola for most Americans is just the anxiety that the amplification of the media each day is creating. And yeah. it is. It's just creating this crazy anxiety. It's
totally irresponsible.
And Ebola has been around. It's been around since about 1976. It's been around almost 40 years. And it's actually a virus that's pretty hard to catch. And you can't get it like the flu. There's no respiratory mode of transmission of this virus. Someone coughs on you, you're not going to get it, or breathes on you. You literally have to come in contact with somebody who's actively infected and actively ill. You have to come in contact with their bodily fluids. And I don't want to get grotesque and name the fluids, but just use your imagination. You can't get it by any other method. And the problem is, where it right now is a huge problem in Western Africa, is that people don't have the kind of hygiene that we do. You have 12 people living in a tiny room very close to each other, exchanging fluids and actually having intimacy with people who are very ill. And actually, when these people are brought to their funerals, there are actually physical exchanges that occur with the people who've died. So obviously, these sorts of behaviors are not going to occur in America. And in fact,
one would hope.
And in fact, the two Americans who have been brought back to this incredible facility in Emory, where the staff trains daily for opportunities just like this and rarely have them, fortunately, and their skills were allowed to be used. And the report is that especially the physician who came back, who was treating the ill with the assistance of this a female who is also back, but especially the word is out on the male physician is getting quite a bit better. He put out a report himself yesterday pointing out that he's getting better. But you hear just in the last 24 hours that the World Health Organization declares Ebola virus outbreak public health emergency. And then you hear 24 hours before that that the CDC issues emergency. All hands call for Ebola response, the highest level of alert. And then in between that, woven by that, you have the head of the CDC saying, oh, don't worry. So I think that there's just a proportionality. Yes, if you see somebody who just got off a plane from Western Africa and they look ill, you know, don't let them share any of their bodily fluids with you. But the likelihood of an American getting Ebola is so low, it's probably next to nil. And truly, the people who are at the most risk of getting Ebola are healthcare workers like myself who take care of people, because that's where the true exposure is going to occur. And when anybody sees somebody who has the symptoms, and the symptoms are similar to flu, but there's an internal and external hemorrhage. There's a nausea, there's a vomiting, a diarrhea, a fever, shaking chills, hiccups, and then internal and external bleeding. And when somebody is actively ill with Ebola, it's not hard to miss. And, you know, you just don't want to be near them unless you are in protection. And the people who are going to be exposed are going to be the healthcare workers. And healthcare workers hopefully have the training to know what to do. And then these people are going to be isolated. Hopefully we have the fortitude. This is an area where you can't be politically correct. You have to show some leadership and do the right thing. And hopefully these people will be isolated until they're well.
All right. So that's the overview of the situation. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day with the real story behind the story. The Ebola drug will help a lot of people if they get it over there. At this point, nobody really cares whether it's been approved or not. It's important for you to understand that it's not something you're going to get unless you do all the things Ken just described. In a moment, the story of a new fitness app from Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes times, a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I have Andrea Metcalf, who is a fitness expert, a speaker, a trainer, somebody that I have high regard for. The fitness trends, when it comes right down to it, who's got the latest thing? Everybody's always looking for something new. Now we have this wristband that will zap you if you miss, miss a workout. All right, so what's
if
your...
you don't finish your workout, right?
Oh, is that what it is? If you don't finish, I thought it was just if you missed a workout.
Well, you know, it'll zap you if you don't get in the goal for the day of how many steps. So that means if you put in that you want to do something, say 10,000 steps a day, and you don't make it to there, then it will zap you and kind of remind you, which the price is something that might zap you as well, because it's about $100 more than $150 more than most of the activity trackers that are on the market right now. So it's kind of interesting, but it's a good idea to track your fitness because you become more successful with it. However, I'm not quite sure I want to be zapped by my band.
Right. I mean, talk about negative influence or negative reinforcement. This is called Pavlox Bracelet, P-A-V-L-O-K. Costs you $250. If you pre-order it now, it'll cost you less. It'll come out early next year. I wonder how this negative reinforcement, if you're overweight, I mean, I'm thinking of college coaches and high school coaches that I had that used to really be down on the players that were overweight, not in shape, so there was a lot of negative enforcement there. This is the height of negative enforcement, though. Isn't it reinforcement?
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, Pavlov is the perfect thing for this. It's like the Pavlov dog thing.
Do you ever...
We're not ringing a bell.
So you never do negative with the people you personally train. You never say, come on, get your fat butt working. You wouldn't use those words.
Well, I would never use those words. And every client's a little bit different. Some clients want to be pushed, but there is a way of coaching that you can get them to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, there is that, come on, you can do this, come on. But there are, you know, you look at the Biggest Loser, the negative reinforcement that's there, that, you know, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, and trying to break them down emotionally, that's never been my style.
One of the things that you're known for is also helping people out and helping people to set goals. I noticed that you blogged about Deepak Chopra recently, trying to set a meditation world record. Meditating good, yoga good, that sort of thing good to keep one in shape as well as the actual physical activity?
Absolutely. You know, the whole thing for me about yoga is that mind-body connection and reflection. Everyone needs a little bit of spirituality, and reflection can help bring that into your program. And when you take the time to say, look, this is how far I've come, this is where I need to go, but focusing on your past accomplishments to help predict more future success is a really positive way to make changes. And those goals are very important, but they can't be so lofty that you don't have smaller goals along the way to keep you on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, being on track is important. Speaking of that, you're advising people to get back into school routines early. That includes exercise and the right food, that sort of thing. We can find out more about that at your website, right?
Yeah, you can find out more ways to get healthy and be ready to get back in school mode, even if you don't have kids or you're not going to school yourself. You know, this change of season is just a great time to reset, renew, and fall back into your fitness and health regimen.
So stay fit or get fit. Check out Andrea, AndreaMedcalf.com. Thank you, Andrea. Nice to have your voice on the air again. 21 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
What are you going to do, shoot us all?
Always. Just you.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Mouse, Donald's a duck, Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy?
So this is pretty unmistakable stuff for most people who have been around, whether you're younger or older. Most people know this movie, Stand By Me. As I recall, Chucker, the first thing I remembered about it, not that it was scary, but it cost $30,000 to make and made, in terms of sales, tens of millions of dollars at the box office. Do I have the correct remembrance of that?
I don't know if the budget was that low, but it was a low budget film. It was directed by Rob Reiner,
yeah,
who did a lot of good movies back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
It was a really good film. And, you know, there's an old saying, they don't make them like that anymore, and they really don't.
No. This is a bunch of kids. There's seven kids that seem to be experiencing life. Do I remember that? This is 19, by the way. This was the number one movie during this week in 1986. So I have a vague recollection of it, but I seem to remember boys sort of coming of age. It was kind of that sort of a movie,
right,
wasn't it?
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. All right. One more clip, Richie, from it.
Legend had it that Milo had trained Chopper not just to sing, but to sing specific parts of the human anatomy.
Unmistakable voice of Richard Dreyfuss. Reiner liked working with him, or maybe still does. Anyway, that's how he
played the villain in the film. If there is a villain, but sort of the bad presence.
No, I don't remember.
It was Keith Sutherland.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
I remember that.
And he was just a kid in
1986. One of my favorite Kiefer Sutherland movies is Phone Booth with Colin Farrell.
Right.
And he's great in that movie, and you never see him. Well, you see him at the end for like 60 seconds.
All right. At any rate, hello. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments starts with movie music. We're going to get the box office totals from the weekend, so if you're interested in finding out how your favorite movie did or the one that you went to see, stand by for that. Up next here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if I had to buy an Android phone today, I'd run to the store and pick up an LG G3. It is, without question, the best Android-powered smartphone available right now. The LG G3 was built around a personal assistant feature called Smart Notice. Smart Notice takes the best features of the personal assistants you're used to, like Google Now and Siri, and adds a few new awesome features of its own. Smart Notice reminds you when you need to call someone back, points out unused apps for you to uninstall, and tracks the weather to let you know if you should grab an umbrella on your way out the door. Smart Notice also comes with QSlide, which is a new way to multitask where you can open the apps in a pop-up window on top of other apps. It'll take a minute to learn, but you'll like it, and it's only on the LG G3. If you're looking for a new phone and you need one right now, the LG G3 would be my choice. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, come on, Trucker. Let's get to the bottom line here. We're talking about the movies that have been around and doing well off screen, off camera, off mic. So let's get to work and find out how things did on mic. What do we have at number five?
Well, I'll go with number one. But, you know, the story of the summer is no one film can hold a top spot 2 weeks in a row. And that was proven once again as the reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles took the top spot, overperforming its box office tracking, doing $65 million in business. I didn't get a chance to see it. I got to be honest, I don't have much of an interest.
No.
But as I said Friday, these have to be the ugliest looking Ninja Turtles.
Jennifer, what makes you want to see this?
I think because, I don't know, it just it reminds me of my childhood. I mean, I kind of missed the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I get that.
Like, the people younger than me liked them. I like Will Arnett.
And they're already talking about the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2 movie being slated for release in 2 years, right?
Yeah, well, when you hit $65 million in its opening weekend, you're going to get a sequel. Number two, a movie that we were talking about off air, Guardians of the Galaxy, a very entertaining, fun summer movie, $41 million. It dropped off 56% week to week, which is a pretty good hold, $176 million, first 10 days of release. I recommend it. Number three, Into the Storm, the tornado disaster film, did a so-so $18 million. Critics hammered it, but I got to say, I went to see it with my wife and daughter Friday, and I'm in the minority because I enjoyed it quite a bit. Yes, it doesn't have A-list characters. There's no Bill Paxton or Helen Hunt, but there are two characters that I liked, and the effects, I thought, were outstanding. It's
how
only
is it,
89
is it,
minutes, and I liked it.
How is it different than, is it like, it looks silly, like they're ripping up planes and stuff like that. That was different than, I mean, you actually got a story out of the first one.
If you like the trailer, you get exactly what you want in the trailer.
Okay. So it tells the story. The trailer tells the story. That's the story. Chuck Curry here, our movie man on Good Day.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.